This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. On this week's Criminal Podcast, we hear about the mysterious death of a horse thief. Phoebe Judge is the host of Criminal and joins me now. Good morning, Phoebe.
Hi, Eric.
So who was John Frankfort?
Well, John Frankfort was, as you say, a very famous horse thief. He was about the best one anyone's ever seen. And he was working in the mid to late 1800s, stealing horses all over Pennsylvania. But he would get caught sometimes for stealing horses, and they put him in jail. And then it became known that he was one of the greatest escape artists from jail around.
And he just keeps getting caught and escaping. So it's almost like a running joke.
We're hearing about him from Evie Newman. She's an exhibitions manager at the Mütter Museum in Philadelphia.
In all the news articles, it's implied or said outright that he's famous. He's talked about as famous or notorious. Notorious horse thief caught. That's one of the titles that you'll see.
So he was stealing horses, going to jail, getting out, back and forth and back and forth. And eventually he gets caught and they say, we can't let this guy get out of jail anymore. And they put him in the toughest prison around, Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia.
What happens to him there?
Well, he can't escape. The walls are thick enough to keep John Frankfort in, but he becomes a model prisoner. Everyone likes him. He's helpful. He has jobs around the prison. He's there for more than a decade, and all of a sudden, he gets sick one day. He gets bit by a dog, and his health turns for the worse. He's being taken care of by the doctor, Dr. Bacon, and then one day, John Frankfort dies.
So how did that happen, and how did they find out?
Well, he dies, and another inmate who had been a friend of John Frankfort is walking through the prison courtyard and sees his friend's body in the middle of the courtyard on a table and Dr. Bacon cutting him open.
And then he sees Dr. Bacon remove Frankfort's heart, and he puts that on the snow, presumably to keep it fresh. He's working on his skull. And he opens up the skull and takes out the brain, and he sets that on the snow, too.
No one could really understand why this doctor was removing his brain and heart.
So what's going on?
At this time, there was a whole influx of medical students coming into the profession. And because of this, there was a great need for cadavers and body parts. And people were really starting to want to explore and discover anatomy. So you have this whole entire gigantic group of medical students, not enough bodies. And so for years, body snatchers were going into prisons and poorhouses and everything else and taking bodies of people who would never be missed after they had died and using them to explore on.
But that wasn't legal, right?
No, of course it wasn't legal. And they actually, when this all came out, there was a legislative session where there was a anatomy act was created which tried to regulate the whole thing. People were saying, this is getting out of control. How do we manage this?
Phoebe Judge is the host of the Criminal Podcast, which is recorded here in the studios of WUNC. Thanks, Phoebe.
Thanks, Eric.